Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. panel Thursday endorsed emergency use of a second COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said late Thursday that the agency could authorize the vaccine later today, as early as later today. The campaign kicked off earlier this week with the first vaccine okayed in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Moderna's shot showed similarly strong protection, providing 94% protection against COVID-19, the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden are voicing new alarm about a wide intrusion into computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. The cybersecurity unit of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the hackers pose a grave risk to the federal government and state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities and other private sector organizations. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secure data and emails were penetrated by the hackers. The cybersecurity unit warned that removing the malware inserted in the network software will be highly complex and challenging. President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency overseeing federal lands, including wildlife and national parks. Native American groups were pleased by Biden's choice. Environmental groups also praised the choice. The Interior Secretary would be a key position in the Biden administration as he promised to curb fossil fuel extraction from federal lands. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is